Joining us is the captain, as we like to call him, and he stepped right in when Bill King passed away and he became the captain of the ship, and that is Ken Korak. Ken, nice to have you with us.
Great to be with you, Marty. What a day.
Yeah, you had quite a moment last night, and I know the call will one of those that will live forever. But tell us the excitement of Sean Manaea, and look, no hitting a Red Sox team that won 8 straight, 17-2, and all the hoopla with the Red Sox. Then here comes the left-hander. You had quite a night last night.
And all that added to the story, you know, if you no-hit anybody, it's going to be a big story. But like you said, the Red Sox 17-2, they came into the game batting 293, 361 on base percentage. And as you know, Marty, because you've been involved in these before, that there's nothing like a no-hitter and the way the drama builds. Your second inning, third inning, you look at the scoreboard, hasn't given up a hit. Now fifth, sixth, you're thinking, well, maybe something might happen. And now when you get through the seventh inning, the adrenaline really starts pumping, and you can feel it in the crowd. And there was great energy. You know, Saturday night at the Coliseum with a nice crowd there, and it's like a great story or drama that builds to a crescendo. And normally something happens in the seventh or eighth or ninth inning, and it didn't happen last night. Couldn't have happened to a more wonderful kid. He's such a nice young man, Manaea. He's been through a lot, and as you heard, he's got the last out on the ground ball to short and a force at second base.
You sure did. Now, there were, as most no-hitters, there's always a great fielding play or there's always a little twist in there. We can go back. We'll talk a little bit of baseball history as we talk today. But there are a couple of plays in this one that were unusual. And why don't you describe it for us? Because with the great game that he pitches, there's always a little something that has to happen in the game, a great fielding play or sometimes a scoring decision.
Well, you're right, and I think if you look back over history in sports and not just baseball, that invariably there's something that spices it up and maybe adds a little sidebar story or some controversy. And I guess the first was when Sandy Leon, the catcher for the Red Sox, was batting in the fifth inning, and the no-hitter at that point was 4 2/3. A little pop fly into left center field in a no-man's land into the triangle there. Marcus Semien goes out, tries to make an over-the-shoulder catch, and had the ball briefly. And then it fell to the turf, and we were all wondering about the scoring decision. Art Santo Domingo, the official scorer, has been scoring, as you know, on both sides of the bay for many, many years. I go back, you know, decades with Art when he was running the Cable Car Classic. But the ruling was that it was an error. It was an E6. I think it certainly could have gone the other way. I said on the air that I thought Art maybe adhered to the old thing about the first hit has to be clean. So that was one thing. And the other in the sixth inning that was highly unusual was the ground ball that was hit by Andrew Benintendi, a little chopper down the first baseline. And Matt Olson, the A's first baseman, who's a sensational fielder, and he's a big kid around 6'5", tries to make a diving tag on Benintendi going down the line. There was no way Manaea could get over there to cover. And Benintendi goes around him, eludes the tag, and then winds up diving, gets his left hand on the base, and ruling is safe, and it's a base hit, and that's it for the no-hitter after 5 2/3. Well, Bob Melvin comes out, and he argues the play, and I think the main thing that you want if you're the manager there, Marty, is to at least have the umpires get together. Hunter Wendell said, and you've told the story about his dad and Dick Dietz in 1968. Hunter Wendell said as the plate umpire, Tom Gorman's son, Brian Gorman, is the crew chief, and they all did get together. And they overturned the call, ruling that Benintendi was out of the baseline. And obviously, Alex Cora, the young manager, rookie manager of the Red Sox, took great umbrage with that, spent the whole half-inning break arguing it, did not get kicked out of the game. And then after that, Manaea retired everybody until he walked Benintendi with two out in the ninth inning.
What a great story. Ken Korak joins us. Yeah, a little bit of the baseball history. Harry Wendelstad was only a two-year sort of a stiller, even a rookie umpire in the in National League in 68, and Don Drysdale was trying to eclipse the great Walter Johnson scoreless streak record. And Dick Dietz is up, bases loaded, and Drysdale hits him, and Harry Wendelstad says, "You didn't get out of the way," and brings him back to the plate, and Drysdale goes on, of course, to go 58 2/3 scoreless. So you had that. And there are other ones. In scoring decisions, you see it all the time. And really, all it is honestly a judgment, and you just want a fair judgment. And that's the way baseball works.
Well, and one of the great things, and as the great Vin Scully said, when we're on the air, we try to knit it all together. And I literally listened to that Giants-Dodger game in 1968. And I was able to tell the story of Harry Wendelstedt. And here is his son a half century later as the A's are celebrating their 50th anniversary season. He's right in the middle of controversy with, you know, drama unfolding at the ballpark here last night. So with any great dish, Marty, when you're cooking, you have to add a little spice, right? A little
I love it. Hey, it's a part of baseball.
What happened.
Look,
that's
you know,
what happened in the ball game last night.
It's a part of baseball we love. That Harry Wendelstedt could make a call in 68, and here's his kid, you know, 50 years later. And, of course, your 50th anniversary you have of the A's now. 50 years later, here's his kid preserving right. a no-hitter. So, I mean, as I said, take a drink. That's baseball. That's what we love about it. But sad Sam Jones of the Giants, almost a no-hitter in 1959, great curveball pitcher against the Dodgers, and Andre Rogers bobbled the ball that should have been an error. Dodger scorer called it a hit. He lost a no-hitter. You were at Bill Singer's no-hitter for the Dodgers in 1970, where there was a bobble on a ball that should have been should have been a hit, that Singer couldn't throw him out. Don Money hit it, so... It's part of baseball. It's just part of baseball. But what a great night for the kid, Sean Manaea. He's some pitcher, isn't he?
He really is, and he's taken a huge step forward this year, Marty, because he's learned how to pitch, and he's commanding all of his pitches and working quickly. Last night was 2 hours and 16 minutes, and I think it also helped that Jonathan Lucroy, who you saw play many, many games, Marty, from his days in the National League, was behind the plate because they were totally in sync, and even they have kind of a guiding hand, a veteran presence, because Manaea, you can only imagine in the ninth inning how hard you're trying to do this. And maybe you start pressing a little bit because he walked Benintendi with two out. Now he falls behind on Hanley Ramirez, and Lucroy goes to the mound. And I think that provided a calming influence. And, boy, when there was a shot in the dugout after the game, and all the photographers are down there, you can imagine it was a mad scene. But they were arm in arm in the A's dugout, beaming. Smiles a mile wide and posing for the photographers, and that was a really special moment.
Yeah, I would have enjoyed hearing Ray Fosse last night, to tell you the truth, because when he gets in games like this, no catcher could analyze it any better than Ray. So I'm sure he did a great job with it, too. So, yeah, good night.
And you know, he's never praised the catcher on the air, has
No,
he,
not
Marty?
At all. In fact, no. He does the broadcast wearing the gear. He still does that.
I just saw him walking through the clubhouse with his catcher's mask on.
Yeah, really? That's Ray. But one last thought for you, and congratulations. Your call's been played all day long on MLB Network. It's terrific. You love Vin Scully, and you know the Koufax, Vin Scully, perfect game, the way Scully set it up in the ninth inning so Koufax would have it forever. You did that last night for Manaea. This was very special.
Well, and I tried to do that for Braden's perfect game. It is my homage, I guess, to Scully. I didn't give the time. I mean, he went through the whole perfect game in 65 with Koufax against the Cubs and repeated the time. It's 9:14 p.m., you know, whatever the time was. But I did make sure that I at least indicated the date, mentioned that it was April 21st of 2018. The other thing that Scully did was that he identified the players on defense. He went through the whole defensive alignment for the Dodgers in that game, and he was asked about it after the game, Marty. And he said, because these guys are part of history, and if they ever have the chance to go back and listen to that ninth inning, they'll know how special it was that they were involved in such an historic accomplishment. And so I did that last night and set the A's defense. I talked to Matt Chapman earlier in the clubhouse and got his thoughts about playing third base, because you can't accomplish this without the help from your teammates. So they're a big part of it as well.
Very good. Great job. And you have that sense of broadcasting history that makes you special. So appreciate you coming on, and we'll see what happens today. You'll have a 13-12 game today. You know how baseball works.
It is. It's great to talk some baseball with you, Marty. Thank you.
We rattle the lumber, as we like to say.
All right. Thanks All right. for having me on. Appreciate
Take care.
It.
All right. That is right. Ken Korak. What a pleasure. And, yeah, if you can listen to his ninth inning, it is sort of a Vince Scully-type ninth inning where he sets everything up. And that's the way you show respect to the great broadcasters.